was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
You may have heard about our upcoming listener trip to Hawaii, February 3rd through 12th. The trip is filling up, so don't miss out, and you can still get the $200 sign-up bonus. It's a three-island tour that includes iconic sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and will take in sites with agricultural highlights such as a coffee plantation, Maui Gold Pineapple Company, and a tropical fruit farm. We'll stay in top-notch hotels, and your airfare and many meals are included. Don't miss out. Get more info by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or go to AmericanCountryside.com. Click on the link on the right side of the page. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows were built with the shutters, throw up the shutters and throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for pinning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs, there's four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of the night before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.